Today we're at the Chicago Code Camp, and I've got a bunch of guys here from Rockford, Illinois. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Michael Hopkins.
John Weber.
John Bird.
Kevon Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jason Rotello.
All right. Now, Rockford's not a real big city, right? Not relative to Chicago, but it sounds like there's a lot going on there, right? Or actually, is it a big city? How big is Rockford?
I don't mean to diss at Rockford.
I've never been there.
About 150,000 people.
Okay. That's a medium-sized city, I'd say. It sounds like you've got a really strong developer community.
Well, we're trying.
Although most of them are here right now, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on in Rockford as far as software developers.
Well, we've got a number of different users groups that are happening.
We have a number of different users groups happening in Rockford. A few of the people who run them are here at Chicago Code Camp today. And let's talk a bit about them if we'd like to.
Yeah, so which one do you run?
I'm with Jason and a gentleman who's not here by the name of Chris Hoffman, who does Northern Illinois Coders, fourth Tuesday of the month, 6 p.m.
Now, that used to be a Microsoft user group, right? But now it's not?
It was. Yeah, we've got a fairly small market in Rockford, so we decided to kind of go platform agnostic and try to get the broader community in as opposed to just focusing on one stack.
Okay. All right. And you're running a PHP group, right?
Yes, Northern Illinois PHP. And it's second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. It's more of a general web development group, honestly. So it's the PHP just signifies it's open source focused.
Interesting. So I'm hearing the same theme again, that you're not focused on technology, that people want to learn something. They'll come to the user group.
Definitely. I mean, everything we do, nobody's a specialist anymore where you just work on one kind of database. So we all want to know about parts of everything we do. So.
All right. John, you were telling me something about the city of Rockford is actually getting some, what was the,
yeah, we just
something
became
across
the,
America? Or?
Yeah, we just became the 35th Code for America Brigade City. Code for Rockford just started up about a month ago, was it, guys?
And so Code for America is kind of geared around civic hacking and kind of getting developers, makers in contact with your local government leaders, project managers, and to the Code for Rockford group they're kind of focusing around taking government data and making it open to the public and so people can build apps against it and just make that data more available to people as opposed to filing, Freedom of Information Acts and things like that.
Okay, so you talk about hackers. You mean people from the outside are going to come in and start building applications against government data?
That's kind of the hope, yeah. I mean, it's things like, it's all public data that is available, but it's just they're stuck in little systems everywhere.
Right.
And so the Code for America group is to try to help make that data more accessible to developers.
All right, Kevon, you used to work for the city of Rockford, right? Are you involved in this at all, or were you?
Yes. Currently, I am not working for the city of Rockford anymore, but I try to stay active. It's part of what Jason said is another piece of that is see a need, fill a need, right? It's all about, helping solve civic problems. And for the developers in Rockford that do have extra time on their hands, they can come in and help get, some apps banged out so the citizens can benefit from that.
What else is going on in Rockford?
Oh, geez. We had just did the Illinois Open Tech Hackathon.
What's that?
That came from, earlier in the year, five different parts of the state, five different prizes, yep. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, long story short, they just did a $15,000 or a $5,000 competition in Rockford from the Chicago Community Trust for $15,000, excuse me, for three different teams submitting, winning entries to challenges posed by various groups, the city of Rockford and some other economic development groups. And it was a big success, and so we're kind of hoping our Code for America Brigade piggybacks off of that and keeps the momentum, I guess.
So the apps that were being built in that hackathon were being built off of some of that open data. And leveraging some of that data. Hmm. So that was the draw to get people interested and bring them in. So hopefully it's working. Hopefully we, build it.
What's the job market like for software developers and IT folks in Rockford?
I'm probably the worst person to ask. Well, I live and work in Rockford from home. I, I work for companies outside of the Rockford area, so I'll leave it up.
Anybody have a view on that?
It's in the liquid market. It's hard to find a job, and it's hard to hire at the same time. So that's one of the reasons we think that these communities are important, because it connects employers and developers together who might not know about opportunities. Very word of mouth town.
So are you telling me that there's plenty of jobs and plenty of people, but they just don't know about each other?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. And there just aren't, I don't know, there just aren't enough channels for them to meet each other. And so every time we get people together, we increase the odds of a good connection.
Well, we're trying to build these groups up to get everybody connected, because I think
there's also a Linux users group, a Cocoa Heads users group.
Yeah, I mean, there's
still a WordPress.
There's certainly a lot of developers there. We just need to get them in contact with the right folks. We've got a few. I don't want to call them startups, but you know, smaller, you know, growing tech companies that are definitely looking to hire developers.
That's good to hear. I come from Detroit, which you might have heard, we've had our financial problems over the years.
Yeah, Detroit and Flint, we get a lot of comparisons.
Well, I don't know if this is comfort to you, but that comparison does not happen in Detroit. They don't call like Detroit the Rockford of the East or anything like that.
Are you sure? No, I'm kidding.
I was also born and raised in Detroit.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
What did I want to touch on? To kind of piggyback on what Mike said, we found out that there is a bunch of leaders and, you know, CIOs, CTOs in Rockford that wanted to get together and form a group and realize, oh, we already have several groups established. So the fact that there is a worker base and also a employer base that doesn't know about each other, that's true.
Sure.
Shouldn't be that way, but it's true.
It just shows that we've got a lot of room to grow and improve and, you know, building our groups and getting the people and, you know, to come out and in contact with, you know, each other. So.
You guys have any changes that you're planning for your user groups in the next 12 months?
Well, what we do, trying to get Tech Tuesdays going on in Rockford, where every Tuesday night you'd have a different users group meeting happening. So, you know, most months have at least four Tuesdays. So one user group on one Tuesday, another on another Tuesday. Yours is the second Tuesday. Ours is the fourth Tuesday. Months with five Tuesdays are going to be typically an apps and ales type event that I think the IT Roundtable is putting on. Up right?
Yeah,
just a little networking event.
With all the CTOs and the programmers and developers all together to network and, I don't know.
Less of a presentation, like education-based, you know, event, as opposed to just networking and, you know, getting to know, you know, people in the community.
So how do the other Tech Tuesdays compare to just a standard user group?
So that's just the name that we've kind of given them. So it's all of our user groups together that we kind of labeled the groups together as Tech Tuesdays, trying to schedule things. And
it will be the user group meetings,
yes,
rebranded.
Yep.
To once again make the differences between them less obvious.
Instead of having the groups staggered all over the month, we're trying to just make it Tuesday each week of the
just
month.
Just make it easy. Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights in Rockford is Tech Night.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry, honey, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gets a chance to get out and network with other people, of course, and we found that if you have it consistent, you get more people to show up, and that just makes it easier for people to get it into their mind, get used to going out and doing something tech-related on Tuesday nights is probably the easiest way to do it. You don't have a lot of other conflicts with other different meetings or church groups or whatnot. It just seems to be a very good night to do this for Rockford.
It's a neutral day.
So I used to run a user group in the Detroit area, and one of the big challenges we had is just getting the word out, letting people know this user group exists. You guys have any, how is that working out for you guys, and what techniques do you use?
I know we use Meetup, meetup.com, and we use that for RSVPs and to send out emails and a few different discussions and whatnot, little mini discussion forum on a bulletin board. I know you
guys... That's great for connecting people that already know about the group. What about people that don't know? There's a lot of people behind those corporate firewalls that just aren't aware that there's even such a thing as Tech Tuesday or user groups.
That's where we're really, you know, we have a lot of room to improve, and we're struggling there a little bit, because we've got a little bit, you know, a good start, because we've all got kind of different backgrounds, and so our contact lists all look, you know, different, and so in that sense we're able to, you know, get a broader, you know, word out. But
so you're using your social networks to expand.
Definitely.
For sure. But, you know, I
Twitter,
mean, there's
Facebook,
still a lot of
LinkedIn
folks that, you know, aren't using, you know, mm-hmm. social networks these days.
So. I discovered the number one way to get people to come is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Get somebody that – one guy from General Motors shows up, and he goes back, and he tells his buddies, and next thing you know, he brings three of his buddies along, and it just kind of grows from there.
Definitely.
Anything else we should talk about that we haven't?
When are you coming to speak for us, David?
I know it's in September, and it's, the fourth Tuesday of September?
Fourth
is that
Tuesday
right? It's
September.
On my calendar.
Yeah,
I'm going to come and talk about Azure Mobile Services. I'm excited.
Well, it was August,
actually. You know what? Like 5 minutes after August, I got an email from DevLink. I'm speaking at DevLink
no
next
worries.
Day in August. So.
I mean, but that brings up a good point. We're always looking to have folks come out and talk at our groups. So love to have people out.
I think Clark lives near there, doesn't he?
He's got a little drive.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Closer than me.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank
you, David.
Have a great day.
I'm here out with my friends at Chicago Code Camp, and it's all about learning new technologies and things so we can grow and be better developers.